Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, you heard Jesus say it in today's gospel reading. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. You know, we've really been hearing a lot about authority in the news lately in a less than positive way. Racial injustices, racism, prejudice, these things just have no place in our world. In fact, I believe it's one of the worst side effects of sin, and certainly is a very clear illustration of how sin destroys human relationships. Our very mission here at St. Thomas speaks in direct contrast to that. We are here to connect individuals to Jesus and to one another. And this mission is built upon the word and authority of Jesus Christ himself. Our world may and does abuse authority. The church and people within the church may and also do at times abuse authority. But he, Jesus Christ, never will. He is in control, and all his promises come true. This is something we can depend upon. In fact, it's something we can build our lives upon. And it all starts with those next words of Jesus in today's gospel lesson. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. These words speak to our identity. They speak to the core of who we are and how we behave. St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5 puts it this way. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself. Our identity is found in the name of this triune three-in-one God. We are his, claimed in the waters of our baptism, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, set apart as holy people by the work of the Holy Spirit. With this new identity, we stand firm and confident in the authoritative arms of Jesus. He does not abuse authority. Rather, he always uses his authority to rescue, to revive, to reform. And that authority is applied to us through the Holy Spirit at work in the words of the gospel, reviving us, reforming us, and filling us with love for all, mercy for all, compassion for all flowing from this new identity that we have been given in Christ Jesus, removing from us all prejudice, malice, racist thoughts, refreshing within us inner peace, strength, and the desire to help. Now, I really don't know all the details of what took place in Minneapolis. Indicators seem to be that one police officer abused authority and that others stood by. Well, you know, the Bible condemns very seriously sins both of commission and sins of omission. Sins of commission are about people abusing their authority, and omission is about doing nothing. You and I as we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and set apart as holy people by the Holy Spirit, we are forgiven for all of our past failures. And then we are made new into people who reach out with the authority of the gospel to rescue and revive and to bring to all nations. Did you hear those words from Jesus? All nations, love, mercy, the healing power of Christ. Let's take a minute just to hear everything that Jesus says here in this great commission. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Jesus is there speaking on that mount to those who have already been made to be the disciples, to those who already have that new identity, to them, to us. He says, because I, Jesus, have all authority, and because I, Jesus, have given you a new identity, you are to go to all nations. All races, all ethnics, Democrats and Republicans, socialists, communists, rich, poor, lazy-borns and overly aggressives, Trumpsters and Obamaites, demonstrators, police, pacifists, rioters and looters, we are to go to all nations with the life changing, identity changing, eternity changing power and authority of the gospel. And always going with one additional promise. The promise that there will not be one single day where we ever go alone. For behold, Jesus says, I am with you always to the end of the age. He goes with us to guide us and protect us. He goes with us to fill us with love and compassion. He goes with us to teach us how to minister as he did. Our new identity in Christ produces mission in Christ's name to all nations. And I don't know if you ever noticed, but I see a particular pattern in our Lord's ministry. A pattern that, in fact, is outlined in our Lord's words to us today from Matthew 28. In our Lord's messages to the crowds, his message to the world in general, was nothing but grace and mercy, introducing them to the God who loves them, to the God who has plans for them. Or as we say in our mission statement, connecting them to Jesus. The second part of the pattern, though, this teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, this part is not the teaching that he was teaching to the world, to the crowds, but rather this is to the church, to his disciples, to you and me. Those of us who claim to know and live in a relationship with Jesus. And this teaching is all about connecting us as individuals with the people of the world, not forsaking our identity, but rather learning how to live in it. How to live in the name into which we have been baptized. The name that has all authority in heaven and on earth. Listen again to how Paul describes it in 2 Corinthians 5. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. This, my friends, is our new God-given identity. This is our God-given mission. It's who we are and what our lives are all about, because we've been baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may his teaching revive and reform us as we go about living that mission that he has given to us with our new identity. Amen.